Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
In December, it was ruled that Northern Ireland's abortion law breached human rights law. In his ruling, Mr. Justice Horner said in cases of rape, incest and fatal fetal abnormality, the rights of women in Northern Ireland who are pregnant with fatal fetal abnormalities or who are pregnant as a result of sexual crime were actually breached. His judgment was referring to Article 8 of the European Convention of Human Rights. Now, shortly we'll be speaking to Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty International, who supports that ruling. But firstly, Bernadette Smith from the Precious Life Group is on the line, and she obviously supports the Attorney General's appeal. Bernadette, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, all eyes will be on the Courts of Justice this morning, and you've got certainly big hitters in your corner when you think that the Attorney General is along your line of thinking on this issue, and indeed the Department of Justice. But 7 out of 10 people want a change. 7 out of 10 people being surveyed want termination as an option for fatal fetal abnormality and also for those who are victims of sexual crime.
Well, Frank, you're referring to a poll that was carried out, I think, last year on around about 1,000 people. But to take into consideration, in April 2015, after the then Justice Minister, David Ford, called for a consultation on these very important issues, 99% of the people who responded to that consultation were opposed to any change in those cases, fetal abnormality, rape and incest. It was one of the largest consultations carried out at Stormont. So we have to take into consideration that the voice of the people was represented in that consultation. And that's where we take heed, not these random polls with 1 point question. When we look at the bigger picture and there's detailed submissions presented to the government, that's when we have to take stock of the views of the people and the politicians here.
Do you really believe, Bernadette, in your heart of hearts, that 9.9 people out of every 10 in Northern Ireland doesn't want the option of termination, the option of termination, not enforced termination, just the option of termination for mums to be who are victims of sexual crime or who want to make a decision in relation to fatal fetal abnormality? You really believe 9.9 people out of every 10 are with you on this?
I refer to the consultation, and when there's a consultation put out to the public, then we have to take into consideration the effects of that consultation and the results. And it's very clear in that consultation. But I do know, Frank, after campaigning for 19 years here in Northern Ireland, that the vast majority of people are opposed to any change in the law. And that was very clear during the recent election period when people voted for life. I mean, there was a decrease in, for example, the Sinn Féin Party, who have a pro-abortion agenda, and the Alliance Party. There was a decrease in the votes to those parties. In fact, Sinn Féin's vote went down by 3%. We've seen an increase in the numbers of people voting for example, the Democratic Unionist Party, who have continued to assure the people of Northern Ireland that they will uphold the rights of all the people born and unborn. So I think we can see, and also it's very clear that over the last 10 years there has been a 36% drop in women travelling to England for abortions. So when you look at the views of the people, the politicians, and more importantly the women involved here, we can see there is no will to change the law here. In fact, we continue to see the people here calling for the protection of unborn children in law, policy and practice, and that continues.
Now, you know as well as I know that if Sinn Féin representative was here, he or she would say they are not a pro-abortion party. They are interested in the rights of women who may be facing fatal fetal abnormality or who are victims of sexual crime. They're not calling for the 1967 Act.
Well, there's no, when we talk about abortion here in cases of fetal abnormality, rape and incest, what we're calling for is fatal discrimination of the most vulnerable little innocent children in the womb who are struggling for life and may, in some cases, not survive the pregnancy, but in many cases they will survive the pregnancy. So let's uphold all the people of Northern Ireland, born and unborn. So yes, well, Sinn Féin may argue that they're opposed to the 1967 Abortion Act. as does the Ulster Unionist Party, SDLP and DUP. But in those other cases, we're still discriminating and denying a small number of people in Northern Ireland the right to life. We live in a progressive society here, Frank, where we need to protect all people. You know, science, medical science is moving with the times, where we can actually do everything to protect a child in the womb, even perform surgery. So we need to protect all our citizens, and that is exactly why we've seen an increase in the DUP vote. I mean, it's changing times where you can see members of the Catholic population voting for DUP based on the moral values that they uphold at Stormont, and the right to life of the most vulnerable in our society are protected because we have politicians there willing to uphold those children's lives. So, you know, I think there's a change in times that I have seen over the last number of years, that parties like Sinn Féin and Alliance are, in fact, committing political suicide in the long term, because we will see these parties, the percentage drop. And that was a 3% drop in the Sinn Féin vote. The Alliance didn't get the number of seats that they had bargained for and hoped for, as also the Ulster Unionists, because it's very clear they have a policy. Some of the members of the Ulster Unionists and Sinn Féin, in fact, has said, Martin McGuinness said himself before he was elected, that one of the concerns he had would be to change the law for fatal abnormality, and it was voted on in their Ardaish. So come on, people, we have to ensure that these vulnerable unborn children are protected. Yes. All our children must be protected.
Yes, Bernie, but if you put together all the votes in Northern Ireland of all those parties that you say are slipping, and you factor in the people who don't vote, and you compare that to what the pro-life parties would have got, there are more people in Northern Ireland who would have been pro-choice than pro-life.
Well, I would argue against that. People are, yeah, we have people who don't vote because they're fed up with the politics at Stormont. That goes without saying. But the reality is, Frank, and I know from my experience, and I have the petitions to prove it in my office time and time again, the vast majority of people across the divide, people from religious backgrounds and none, are opposed to any change in the law. You see me out in the streets continuously, and I have been doing that. I have campaigns running during every consultation, collecting pro-life campaigns, was part of a 2 million campaign petition that went to the Brussels Court of Human Rights a few years ago. We were part of that, calling for the respect and the protection of children, unborn children, from the moment of conception. So there's no change here. We don't live in a pro-choice society. We live in a pro-life society, and I want to be part of that society, as do the vast majority of people here.
Now, there will be people who will argue that you can be pro-life and still believe in some freedom for women regarding fatal abnormality, and indeed when the woman is a victim of some form of sexual attack. And Justice Horner, Lord Justice Horner, found that the almost blanket ban on terminations in Northern Ireland's hospitals was incompatible with human rights law. And that's what's being challenged today by the Attorney General.
Yes, but human rights law, and looking at, you know, the arguments from Justice Horner, which I am very confident that our Attorney General will challenge and powerfully uphold the rights of all the people. He is the guardian of the law here, and I'm very confident that he will uphold the rights of the unborn child. But just because he argued and presented his concerns over Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, that does not and should never permit the killing of another human being, an unborn child. It's very clear in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that all children should be protected before as well as after birth, and appropriate legal protection should be afforded to every citizen. And I believe that the Attorney General will uphold the views of the people here, and he will be a champion for the rights of unborn children, born and unborn. So, you know, this is an important appeal. I would ask people to pray that the right to life of unborn children are upheld here in Northern Ireland and continue to be protected. And it was very clear in 2015 when there was, February passed, when there was a debate at Stormont, it was very clear that the vast majority of politicians were not in favour of any change in the law for those cases that we've been discussing here. So we need to respect Stormont as well. I mean, we elect politicians to percent to stand up for the views of the people here and the most vulnerable, and that's exactly what they're doing.
And where is your respect or understanding for the individual woman who finds herself in a very difficult position, facing up to the outcome of fetal abnormality or facing up to being a victim of sexual crime? Where is she in your equation?
Well, the reality of our concerns is very clear, that abortion harms women. Study after study has shown that. In fact, there was an inquiry at Westminster, it was called the Bruce Inquiry, that clearly showed that even in other parts of the UK where abortion is legal on demand, women were put under massive pressure to have abortions. Over 90% of disabled unborn children are aborted in the UK. Well, we want to ensure that those women in those very difficult and vulnerable situations, specifically for fetal abnormality, are provided with the best love and care, and by way of introducing better perinatal and hospice care as needed into our hospitals. We do not provide that. Care is not consistent throughout Northern Ireland, and we need to ensure that that's in place for those women. Study after study has shown the effects that abortion has, specifically in those cases where a woman may be receive that poor diagnosis. On that day that she receives that diagnosis, for example, many of those women are told that abortion is an option. And in fact, here in Northern Ireland, in one particular woman, Gemma Bradley, who is a spokesperson, she did speak, I think she spoke on UTV as well, regarding her own experience. She was told to go home and Google it when she had received that diagnosis. We need to care more for those women. Abortion doesn't help women. It destroys their unborn child, and it does lead to long-term consequences, mental and sometimes physical. So I want to ensure, Frank, that every mother here is provided with the best care, love and support that they need in these very difficult situations. I don't believe abortion is right, as you well know. I've said it time and time again, in any situation. But I do believe that all the medical care and support should be in place to love and care for both.
But no one would have to go home and Google it if all options were open to all women.
Well, exactly. And when abortion is the only option made available...
But the abortion is not an option in Northern Ireland.
It's not an option in Northern Ireland because we uphold and protect both. In the UK, where it is liberal, legal, we can see throughout that inquiry, the results showed very clearly that women were put under huge pressure to abort their children. There is no provision for perinatal care, hospice care in the UK because the only option is abortion. But we want to provide that better care that cares for both. Abortion is not the answer in these cases. This is a unique individual unborn child that is deserving of our protection as well as the mother. So that's what the law here very clearly says. We need to protect them both and provide that care for a mother.
Bernie Smith, thanks very much indeed for coming on. Thanks
You're
for your time.
Welcome. Thank you.
Bernie Smith from Precious Life. Amnesty International hold exactly the opposite view. We'll be speaking to a representative in just a moment.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you. Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07766 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.